I was 2 days old when I found out that it's Reese's Pieces, not Reese's Pieces. Like the whole time, like when I was a kid, I was going to like Blockbuster Video and being like, oh my god, like I really want snow cups and Reese's Pieces.
Everybody in Miami is saying things the wrong way.
What else is new? We're the people who invented supposedly an irregardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, how are you? I'm just adjusting the microphone. That's horrible noise. So welcome to the show. If you're joining me, you're listening to the sound of my voice one of two ways. One, live through my Facebook page, which is Mark Scalia Personal, until I decide to do something else. I have a group for the Radio Regardless guests and fans and all that stuff. That's on Facebook. You can find that as well. I don't think it's a private group. It's a private group you have to be accepted to, I think. What's that noise? So that's the first way you can listen. Because we broadcast live. And that's how we do it. Because all the mistakes, all the problems. And if you don't want to listen to the problems, you can certainly listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, which has less problems, but it's not as fun. I'd say it wasn't as fun, but it isn't fun. So, folks, thank you for being part of the show. This is my last show for October because next week I'm actually going to be doing stand-up. I was going to do a show next Wednesday, but unfortunately I'm doing stand-up. I might do a live show. I don't know. I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best. I've got all the equipment to do a remote, but sometimes with the facilities, it may not be conducive with their Wi-Fi and blah, blah, blah. So that's probably, I don't know, but we'll see. So this might be the last show of October. But if you're joining me, you know it's October in Salem, which is completely crazy go nuts. And it's still October. Today's the 18th, and I don't know what day it is. I really don't. I've looked at my calendar, and I'm like, what is today? And it's better than halfway over. I've got a bunch of shows left. Not a ton. I'm doing the shows at night, the Tales and Tombstones. I'm doing mostly on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Those are the ones I'm doing. And then I'm doing the Ghost and Legends on Mondays and Tuesdays. I only have, what's the schedule? Here we are. Here. This is where we are. 18. So I've got 23, 24, and then the 30th, because we're not doing shows on October and on Halloween. That's just nuts, because they're going to shut every single street down, which is insane. So I'm seeing if the chat works. I just punched in something. Can I? Well, I just put in a message. Oh, there it is. Boom. Yeah. So if you want to be part of the chat, I got the chat working on the live stream, which is really cool. So I'm super busy in October. I am helping my wife out. She's doing the Salem food tours. She's busy. She's doing two tours a day. Sometimes, you know, a little bit more. I'm working 9 to 12 hours. Which is crazy. I'm tired tonight. I worked a full day today. I worked, started at 10 o'clock. I got done at 5, did 5 shows. A lot of work. I mean, it's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's fun. And this is one of the first years that I decided that I wanted to be busy, but I didn't want to be stressed. I don't know what it is for anybody else. I shouldn't say regular people, because I don't know if people who listen to my show aren't regular. Anyway, I don't know how it is for other people. But I do know for me, my schedule is so completely erratic that it can stress me out so much. Like if I'm flying and traveling, getting a car, getting a hotel room, doing shows, and I get really stressed out. And this year I was like, I'm not going to get stressed out. I'm not going to do that to myself because I want to be busy, but I don't want to be so stressed out that I'm not enjoying the work. And I'm really this year, I'm enjoying the work, which is really fun. And it's a different experience. Usually I don't enjoy the work as much. Oh, there's all the tests. Oh, where's the sleepy emoji? Yeah. I just was just downstairs. I sent to my wife. I go, what are you watching TV? She got the TV on, but it's muted. Plus she's doing work. So we have this conversation all the time. I go, what are you watching TV for? She goes, oh, I just turned to mute for a second. And I'm like, okay. And then she's like, well, is that a problem? I go, no, it's not a problem. We see each other for about 45 minutes a day now in October, which you would think would be a bad thing. But, you know, it's one of these things. We worked together yesterday. I helped her out one of her tours. She had like a big group and we had to help everybody out. So I was running up and helping her because, you know, you can only wrangle so many people. So, and here's the weird part about October. I'm doing the Ghost and Legends trolley. I'm doing the Tales and Tombstones trolley, and I'm doing the regular trolley during the day. And I'm doing corporate gigs, which is team building and stuff like that. So I'm doing different events, different ways. And I'm doing stand-up. And I'm doing, I show up to a gig and go, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing today. And here's the funny part. When somebody asks me a question, I can't answer it because I don't know if I'm in the middle of it. And my wife was just saying this today. She's like, when somebody asks me something, I don't know if I said it before. In the early 90s, when I was doing a lot of stand-up and you would do Nick's Comedy Stop, you do the main show on the main floor. Then what you do, you go downstairs and you do another show. And then you'd come upstairs again and do another show. So you're doing three shows. So usually the last show, everybody's really tired. So you do a joke and you got no laughs. And for a split second in your head, you're like, holy shit, did I do this joke already? That's what it's like here. I'm in the middle of a tour and I'm like on, you turn it on. Cause once I go and I'm like, okay, did I say this? Did I not say this? And you just run through the entire thing. But this is kind of a new thing for her, which is, you know, kind of weird, but I'm tired. I'm getting like, you're getting punchy, you know, you don't know what show you're doing. You don't know what day it is. And I'm still good. I'm not exhausted, but certainly I'm getting tired. But I almost, you know, like I said, I almost didn't do a show because I'm doing a show next week. But I had to do a show. It's Halloween. If I don't do a show tonight, I mean, if I do stand up next week, I mean, you know, what am I going to do? So, and I only did one show this week. And of course, last week was weird. I don't know if you joined us last week, but, you know, I don't want to say his name because as soon as you say something weird happens. But yeah, I got a visit. I wasn't expecting a guest, but I got a visit. I didn't. Oh, shit. No. No. Jesus. What the fuck?
Hello again, Mark.
Jesus Christ. Hi.
Did you enjoy my last visit?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I didn't.
I know that. Those jokes weren't to your liking.
The jokes weren't, no.
So I figured since I never knocked it to come into the studio,
yeah,
I would do some Halloween knock-knock jokes instead.
You never knocked. You gonna do knock-knock jokes?
Knock-knock.
Shit, okay. Who's there?
Boo.
No. Boo who?
Don't cry.
Yeah, no shit.
It's only me.
It's only... Oh, no.
Knock, knock.
Oh, okay. Okay. Who's there?
Ice cream.
Ice cream who? No.
I scream every time I see a ghost.
What is wrong with you?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eddie.
Eddie? Eddie who?
Eddie Body Home. Knock.
Okay, who's there?
Ben.
Ben? I didn't know Eddie. I don't know Ben. Ben who?
Been waiting all year for Halloween.
What a dipshit. Why do you come in and say these things to me?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Water.
Water? Water who?
What are you going to be for Halloween? What? Knock, knock.
There's more? Oh, who's there?
Ivana.
No. No. No.
Ivana.
No.
Suck your blood.
No, I knew that one. That one I knew. I knew that one. Ivana, suck your blood.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes? Dishes who?
Dishes are very bad. Halloween Jones.
Motherfucker!
Knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange? No, Orange Who.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange Who?
Knock, knock.
I'm not, who's there?
Orange.
Orange Who? Orange Who? Don't just get... Jesus! Oh, my God. What the... Why do you show up?
Oh. Orange, you glad it's over?
Fuck! Get out of here.
See you next year.
No, you won't.
Happy Halloween.
Fuck. Just gonna roll your little ass out of here. What the hell? He comes in with knock-knock jokes. He is a terrible human being. I don't even know if he's human. He's just riding the tricycle starting shit. Oh, my God. Where do we go from there? Folks, I was super tired, but now I'm scared. I'm scared. The adrenaline's just flowing with me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our first and only break. And while I play this break, you're going to get a little bit of a bonus. I've got my killer poker game coming in here. So listen to that. I did this a bunch of years ago. And I play it every year, especially around the Halloween season. And of course, you have history coming up. So listen through the break. And when I come back, I'll tell you what I got going on over the next couple of weeks. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back. I hope. Unless he's in the hallway.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Ages ago, tribes of Celtic farmers believed there was one day a year where the season of life meets the season of death.
Today's the day! The sun is shining, the tank is clean, and we are getting out of... The tank is clean.
And that day was called Samhain.
We did not seriously think that a hobbit could contend with the will of Sauron. There are none who can.
Druid priests tried to foretell whether their villages would survive the winter.
Funny. She doesn't look Druish.
In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III established All Hallows Day, and soon Samhain became known as All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve has become a night of frolic, where children wear costumes and run amok.
From there, it was a short walk to the name we all know today, Halloween. The origins of trick-or-treating remain unclear. It is believed to have stemmed from a custom known as souling, in which the poor went from home to home and prayed for the souls of each family's dead.
Klaatu, Murata,
Halloween's appeal transcends age, delighting both children and, yes, even adults alike.
Aren't you getting a little old, Mitch? Shouldn't you step aside?
It's a day to step into costume, gorge on sweets, throw ghoulish galas, and scare ourselves silly. The truth is frightfully clear. Not even a silver bullet could stop Halloween now.
Silver bullet, the one that won't slow you down.
Talking about cool, like it's the right beer.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
It's great to see you all for the annual poker game. It's going to be a very busy weekend for everyone, so it'll be nice to have some downtime with each other. Chucky, did you bring the chips?
I brought the salsa. It's legendary.
Well, Pinhead, I brought the pretzels.
Who ever heard of pretzels and salsa?
Nobody told me there'd be salsa.
You know that Ghostface and I are gluten-free.
And I'm vegan.
You can still eat pretzels, Jigsaw.
No, I can't. I'm raw as well.
There's plenty of food for everyone. Besides, I was talking about poker chips. Michael and Jason should be here soon. Let's just count out all the chips.
Is there a buy-in?
Yes, $20.
I may be a little short.
How much do you need, Jiggy?
$20.
What the fuck?
Language, Charles. You may be a killer, but you don't have to be a savage.
I know you're all zen now, but some of us still lose their patience.
You might want to try meditation. I listen to an MP3 of a brook in a meadow.
That sounds nice. I wish I had the time.
Hey, Michael, Jason, what's new, guys?
Well, come in. Take a seat. We just started.
Jason, did I hear that you just got a book deal?
I'm seeing someone.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
The girl from Starbucks?
No. Target.
I'm still on eHarmony. I think I should change my profile pic.
Christian Mingle seems to work well. Let me see your profile. Dude, you don't use that one. It looks like you photoshopped your ex out of the picture.
I did. It's the only one of me smiling.
No phones at the game, man. Is that your old lady?
Come on, guys, really?
Hey, Jason, did you do those webisodes where you prank the guys fishing? That was epic, man.
Are we playing or not?
I'll deal.
Can I get a cut? Very funny, asshole.
Frederick.
Sorry, Ghost, but Chucky's being a dick.
You can take it, it's just a little slice.
This sweater was a gift.
Guys, can we just play? I feel lucky. I'll take 2 cards.
I'll take 3.
Jason, how many cards do you want? No, I can't give you 5. No. How many? Ugh, why don't you just say how many? Dude, I'm sorry. Jason, just explain to him. Come on, guys. I didn't read. Oh.
Not cool, Charles. You know they're sensitive about their speech impediments.
Look, guys. Not don't want to, but I just got a text from the Target girl, and she wants to hook up tonight. I told you, I felt lucky. Enjoy the holiday.
What the fuck? He took my 20. Get back here, Jigsaw.
Language.
Well, this was fun. There's only the three of us now. Anyone up for hearts?
What the fuck, Pinhead?
I couldn't help it.
Language!
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, this has been the Halloween show. I can try to do a live show next week, but let me tell you what I got going on. Like I said, I'm going to be at Tales and Tombstones, Ghosts and Legends, Charlie. Check my calendar on markscalia.com. And there's a lot of stuff. It's populating entirely, which is fantastic. I have a lot of corporate gigs coming up. They're not listed, but all my public shows coming up. I got a lot of stand-up in November. And then, of course, Christmas Carol's coming up, which I'll be talking about that a little bit more. Maybe Ebenezer Scrooge will come in and, you know, hopefully not as bad as Jigsaw. I don't need that in my life. Because can you imagine if Scrooge showed up with Jigsaw? I don't even suggest that. That would be completely horrible. And I don't even know how I would do it, to be honest with you. But always check my calendar, markscalia.com. There's a lot of stuff. Friday, October 20th, I'll be down in Hull, Massachusetts at the Parrot. We're doing a fundraiser comedy show that's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, next Wednesday, October 25th, I will be at Over the Moon Brewery in Pittsfield. That's a show I've been trying to get on for the longest time. They had it. They postponed it. They moved it. They had it again. Something happened. And now we are going to finally do the show. I'm looking forward. October 25th, Over the Moon Brewery. This Friday, October 20th, the Parrot Hall, Massachusetts. And again, always go to my website, markscalia.com. Check it out. You can go to Podbean or just anywhere. Just Google Radio Irregardless through whatever podcasting platform you listen to, and you can listen to the show. It would be great to have you. If you want to be a guest, sponsor, leave a question or comment, email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. A next show will be November 1st, the election show with Greg Bogus, the political commentator for Radio Irregardless. Folks, happy Halloween. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.